You're now listening to the English News Sub Căng Thơ Radio and Television Station. The Ministry of Health convened an online conference on December 24th to review its 2024 health initiatives and outline plans and solutions for 2025. Deputy Prime Minister Lê Thành Long attended and presided over the conference. The Vietnamese health sector achieved significant milestones in 2024, exceeding all three socio-economic targets set by the National Assembly. These included surpassing 13.5 doctors and 32.5 hospital beds per 10,000 people and achieving 94.1% health insurance coverage. Furthermore, the sector exceeded 8 of 9 government-assigned goals, with public satisfaction with health services exceeding 80%. Preventive medicine and primary health care saw notable improvements, with effective control of infectious diseases and successful vaccination programs. Medical examination and treatment services also improved in quality and efficiency, with a patient-centered approach enhancing overall satisfaction levels. Căng Thơ City Department of Population and Family Planning convened a conference on December 25th morning to review its 2024 performance, launch its 2025 plan, and commemorate Vietnam Population Day, December 26. The theme of this year's observance is improving population quality for a prosperous country and happy families. At the conference, the Department of Population and Family Planning outlined its plans for 2025, focusing on shifting from family planning to a broader population and development strategy. The plan includes implementing solutions to ensure population size stability, achieving replacement fertility rates in the city, enhancing population quality, and maintaining a balanced sex ratio at birth. On December 24 afternoon, Secretary of Căng Thơ City Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, along with representatives from party building committees and the City Party Committee office, attended the self-criticism of the party delegation of Vietnam Violent Front Committee of Căng Thơ City. Secretary Nguyễn Văn Hiếu urged the front, propaganda, mass mobilization, and mass organizations to develop unified programs, showcasing collective strength and delivering tangible benefits. He emphasized close coordination with the People's Committee to define development goals, enhance public consensus through focused propaganda, prioritize social security, and encourage public contributions to economic growth and investment. Supporting economic development and improving livelihoods should be a key focus of the Front's activities. On December 25th morning, Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển, member of the City Party Committee Standing Committee and Vice Chairman of Căng Thơ City People's Committee, attended the self-criticism of the collective and leaders and managers of Căng Thơ Water Supply and Drainage Joint Stock Company. In 2024, the company's leadership and workforce exceeded targets, with water supply output reaching nearly 27 million cubic meter, revenue of nearly 486 billion Vietnamese dong, and profit after tax of nearly 105 billion Vietnamese dong. All employees participate in social insurance, with an average monthly income of nearly 10 million Vietnamese dong. 100% of households have access to clean urban water, meeting Ministry of Health standards, and 99% of water users make non-cash payments. Social welfare and party building efforts have been prioritized, with 100% of party members and 90% of workers educated on party policies and state laws. Anti-corruption efforts are transparent, and the party committee promotes studying Ho Chi Minh's ideology, morality, and style. On December 25th morning, the party delegation of the Căng Thơ City Union of Literature and Arts Association convened a conference to self-criticize its performance in 2024. Mr. Nguyễn Thực Hiện, Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, was in attendance. The Party Committee of Căng Thơ City Union of Literature and Arts Associations adhere to democratic regulations, foster internal solidarity, and engage in social criticism. It also provided regular training in political ideology and collaborated with relevant sectors on cultural programs, such as Nguyen Tiêu Poetry Night, resulting in hundreds of artistic works performed by unionists. The Ningbo District People's Committee convened a press conference on December 24 to unveil the highlights of the 7th Tourism Festival, Ningbo Lantern Night 2024. The festival this year will feature over 10 highlights, including a floating stage opening ceremony, light and water music performances, theater drone display showcasing the Mekong Delta's charm. Other activities include a flower lantern design contest, flower lantern release, sailboat racing, artistic kite flying, flash mob dance, traditional music and musical instrument performances, band exchanges, cake, folk cuisine, boots, tourism promotion displays, and sponsored product exhibitions. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.